The busy intersection where two Providence high schools meet was filled with students, faculty, and police Thursday morning. People were mostly quiet. A priest stood nearby. Students held one another and gathered around a makeshift memorial for Central High School sophomore William Parsons. One student even wore a T-shirt which said, RIP William. Providence Mayor Jorge Elorza says there will be an increased police presence at the schools, as well as extra mental health staff available to students and faculty.
So there's a lot of work that we need to do, not only on the police side and investigation side, but also with respect to the school community, the family, and the broader community.
At a press conference Thursday morning, city police identified the victim as William Parsons, calling him an innocent bystander. Colonel Hugh Clements says police believe an argument between two young men broke before the shooting Wednesday afternoon.
Two young men are walking together. One of them pulls out a firearm, introduces the firearm into this disturbance, fires one shot, strikes a 15-year-old student from Central once and flees the scene.
Providence police say they have a 16-year-old suspect in custody. Public Safety Commissioner Stephen Perry says the suspect is recovering from an unintentional, self-inflicted gunshot to the leg.
At this point, we think he accidentally discharged. He didn't mean to pull the trigger as he's fleeing. So with you know, the anxiety of fleeing after a heinous crime, we believe whether he was secreting or pulling that weapon, he accidentally pulled the trigger and shot himself.
The suspect is expected to be charged after being released from the hospital. Jerry Coyne, the state deputy attorney general, says his office plans to charge the teenager with murder.
I would expect that there will be other charges based upon the investigation. He will be charged as a juvenile, and then we have to go through a waiver process with the family court to have him waived into Superior Court.
If approved, the suspect would then face trial for murder as an adult in state superior court. Talia Blake, Rhode Island Public Radio.